IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Brother Sajjad Hida. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Sajjad Hida, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for accepting my invitation to the program Viewpoints. And for today's discussion, we want to talk about the influence and the role of the late Imam Khomeini in reviving the authentic and pure messages of Islam in the modern world. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, how did you find the role of Imam Khomeini in, we can say, reviving the true messages of Islam, especially in the modern world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, after the demise of the Prophet and the issues that we see in the history that happened with the Ahlul Bayt, and especially after the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see that this was the first time when someone raised for Islam. And when he talks about Islam, he talks about the pure Muhammadan Islam. And he revived everything that was originally in the Quran. And the proof of this is that when we look at the reporter who asked Imam Khomeini when he was flying from France to Iran, when he was coming back.
Yes.
On the flight, he asked him, like, did you made any constitution for your new country? You're going to have the revolution or rule the country. And his answer was, our constitution has been revealed 1400 years ago, and we had it. It means that he wanted to apply the Quranic teachings, which is common for all Muslims.
But it does not mean that he did not believe in the political constitution.
Yeah.
Because it's, after...
No. The main thing, okay, is, the main idea is politics is within Islam. Mm-hmm. We cannot separate politics from Islam.
Okay.
You know, the way we cannot separate ourselves from the soul. It is one. Islam, when we talk about the Islam, we talk about politics. It's purely one thing. It's not different.
Okay.
And that has been seen in the life of the Prophet. You know, when we talk about politics, what does politics mean? Politics means the policies that are made to run a society or government. And Islam tells us how to run our life, our society, and governments.
That's right.
And this is what's said in the Quran. Therefore, we do not see politics something which is separate from the Islam. Because according to the definition which has been said for the politics, it is the same. And that is what Islam talks about. Therefore, he sees Islam in the same way. And in all his, we can say like speeches, there were many parts where he talks about the original Islam, going back to the Islam,
yes,
searching for Islam.
Okay.
And the struggle that he has done, the revolution that he has made, it was all in search of Islam and applying the true Muhammadan Islam.
That's right. So, but Brother Sajjad Haidar, what is original Islam that the late Imam Khomeini was after? Because it also attracted the minds of so many non-Shias all across the world too. I mean, the Muslims that were all across the world were looking for a new paradigm or the role model of Islam and reviving the true Islam. But what is this original Islam we are talking about?
Yeah, when we go to the Quranic studies and we want to understand the real theme of Quran, we have two main, foundations. One is related to the individual life and other is related to our social and collective life.
Yes.
And I think these are two foundations which not just our Holy Prophet, but all the prophets in the course of history were working on these two foundations. The first was what is called the ubudiyya, this submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being a servant to him. But this is, maybe it will create, I mean, I've used the word servant,
yes,
when maybe it will create a confusion for some audience, but that's why I would like to say on this topic that it's actually a submission to Allah. Allah, who is the beauty, who is the origin of excellence, who is the origin of the perfection, who is the origin of all the goodness. So the being servant and being having submission to Allah, ubudiyya, is actually a very central word. central theme in the self-development, because it's actually about all the intellectual excellences, all the spiritual excellences, all the practical virtues come around this main theme.
Okay.
And the second one, the foundation, which is the al-adala, is the justice.
Yes.
Quran says that in one of its verses, it says that all this system of prophecy, all the sending of prophets and books, for what purpose? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ So that the people will establish the justice in the society.
That's right.
And these two foundations are very much related to each other.
Okay.
If people do not become, do not live like abd, if they do not become the submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not possible to have justice in the human society.
That's right.
And these two aspects, one is your related to your soul, your character, and second is related to the society.
Yes.
So you may see in the course of history that we had reformists.
Yes.
He has a good intellectual understanding of the ideas, but he's practically not an abd.
Mm-hmm.
He's not himself. He purified himself in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always there was a defect in one part or another. We have a person who has purified himself, but he don't have that knowledge and capability of implementing the justice in the society. But when we come to Imam al-Khomeini, we said both of these elements, the foundations, are actually on their peak in the personality of Imam Khomeini.
That's right.
When we see his spiritual and his faith related, his personality, he's a kind of a charm in him.
Yes.
He has purified himself. And in the other aspect, you say in the justice related, he actually challenges the imperialistic system of his world and how he is trying to become a voice for oppressed people in the society.
That's right.
So both these are the core messages of Islam, the ubudiyya, the submission to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the justice.
That's right.
And we see that the whole life of Imam Khomeini is circling around these two foundational ideologies of Islam.
And the Westerners were really shocked at how an old man, an old Ayatollah, as they called him, for example, in the city of Najaf, or even in exile in France, in Turkey, here and there, he was sent into exile by Mohammad Reza Shah, the then king of Iran, how he could lead such a big community of the people inside Islamic, we can say inside Iran on that time. So I think some of these things very, very much is rooted in the miraculous aspects of the heavenly and divinely help and contribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this man. And that is because, as Brother Sajjad Haider said, he was an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his prayers are answered, and then automatically the system is going to be divine. I mean, the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Said Mohsen, there are two important intellectual blocks on that time. From one time, we have this liberal capital side, especially from the side of the U.S. And from the other side, we have these Marxist communist ideas, especially from the side of Soviet Union. And all of a sudden, this new bloc based on the religion of Islam comes into the scene and attracts so many justice seekers, freedom seekers all across the world. Let's talk a little bit about this aspect of the influence of Imam Khomeini.
Well, obviously, when we look at the Imam first, what you have said, that is true, because in the sayings of Imam, we find that in his speeches, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the divine. And if you want to become divine, you need to connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Since you're connected to him, you will become divine. Your actions will become divine.
That's
and
right.
Obviously, the way Allah is all-powerful and he is unlimited, the same way your actions, your deeds, your living will become divine and unlimited. So that's for that. And that is truly because he was really submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has taught us how to be the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is, there was a famous slogan at that time which was given by Imam Khomeini, that was La Sharqiyya wa La Gharbiyya bal Jumhuriyya Islamiyya.
Yes.
This is the Arabic terminology because most of the listeners, if they're Muslim, they know Arabic.
Yes.
But in the Persian,
In Persian,
they say Na Sharqi Na Gharbi Jumhuriyya Islami.
Yes.
That neither we follow the West nor
the
Eastern
one. Okay.
But the Islamic Republic.
Yes.
And that is the only solution for everyone. And the East and West means that neither the liberalism, which is capitalism,
yes.
nor the socialism, which is
yes.
Marxism.
Yes.
And it is based on the pure Islamic teachings. And we want a republic, which is Islamic Republic. And this was the slogan which was given by Imam, and it became famous. The reason was, as brother has said, obviously the Islam is talking about justice. Islam talks about the rights and not only the human, but Islam gave respect to the women, to the animals, to the society.
Okay.
And we can see that, you know, there are many places where we have seen that, for example, if even, you know, the revolution in the France, we
yeah.
saw that when the army came into action against the public also raised guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they also killed some policemen or army
okay.
men. In the other parts of the world, we see the same thing. But when the revolution started in Iran, Imam said that you should not come in front of the army men. These soldiers are your brothers.
Yes.
You know, they're from you. The only point is, the only problem is, they have to listen to the commands of their, you know, the supervisor. So they're under the command. But you can give flowers to them.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we have seen this, you know, there are many pictures and the movies are there. That when Imam said so, the people, they took roses and then they used to put that in the guns of the,
yes.
you know, the policemen or the army men.
Okay.
So this was another way of looking at the society, at the revolution. And this is the Islamic way, basically. That when we say Islam is the religion of peace, it's really a religion of peace. Yes, there might be some people who are deviated. Some people are under the force. Some people are basically forced to do something.
Yes.
But this does not give you any kind of legitimacy to,
mm-hmm.
you know, kill them or fight against them.
Okay.
So you need to do protest, but this protest should be in a way that it is peaceful.
Okay.
And where there is no need of, you know, picking guns and all those, especially when you're doing this in your own country where you want a regime change.
Mm-hmm.
And in that regime change, obviously, you're talking to your brothers, you want your brothers to come back towards
yes.
you who are against you. So this was one of the things. The other thing was that Imam Khomeini in his speeches, and especially at the time of Imam Khomeini, we can see like Shahid Sadr as well.
Yes.
And the other scholars as well, Shahid Mutahari, Murtaza Mutahari, and Allama Tabatabai. They philosophically, economically, you know, in the knowledge, like the books of the philosophy, through philosophy, intellectual, they have basically, you know, condemned and criticized both systems. And one thing which we can see, especially in the Arab countries, they were under the liberal system and then they accepted the socialism, the Marxism, and then later they come up like with the idea that these two will not work for us because these are not Islamic, you know, they do not have Islamic basis. But on the other hand, when Imam came, when the Shahid Murtaza Mutahari and all
yes.
those scholars,
Shahid
came,
Beheshti.
Shahid Beheshti, Allama yes. Tabatabai, the book which he has written, like the methodology of the
realism. Yes.
And the principles of philosophy.
That's right.
Obviously, there were like around 14 articles which
yes.
were written, and it was explained by Shahid Murtaza Mutahari later.
Yes.
So he added footnotes
yes, yes,
to them.
And the preface.
So
right.
these things, obviously, these were against the socialism. And clearly it tells about the mentality, how they have, and the liberalism
okay.
as well.
That's right.
So all these things were happening at that time, and mm-hmm. this was the main reason.
So pure Islamic teachings, as you said, like freedom, like justice, we can say, can also be followed by the non-Muslims across the world. That's why maybe so many non-Muslims were attracted to the spiritual message of Imam Khomeini on that time, Brother Sajjadeh.
No doubt that the human excellences and perfection is not about just one denomination.
Mm-hmm.
In its soul, in its essence, Islam is calling us towards the nature. It is what in what the Quranic verses even tell us, that it's the nature we should return towards.
Okay.
So the no doubt that the personality. Actually, I'll also give, like to give it a historical context.
Very good.
That after the what is so called the Enlightenment,
yes.
What is especially what is called the radical Enlightenment,
yes.
Where the hatred for religion and also the hatred for the system, the ethical system based on virtue. So what I told you, the two foundations of Islam, the West changed this standard.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the ubudiyyah, the being submission to Allah, they brought the pleasure,
mm-hmm.
in the individual aspect. And the, instead of justice, they brought the interest,
yes.
The capital.
Yes.
So it was intrinsically against what Islam says.
Yes.
So Imam Khomeini, when he came, he was a challenge for West. Why? Because he, like, with his own actions, with his speech, with his personality, I will say spiritual charm of his personality, he challenged these two aspects. That in the mid, in the midst of the last century,
yes.
When the materialism was thinking that we just overcome the religion, and that's the chapter of religion,
okay.
In the human society has been closed,
mm-hmm.
We see that person with such a spiritual charm and mm-hmm. such a call for justice.
That's
and
right.
Breaks the whole their plan of destroying
okay.
religion in the human
yes.
Society. So he was a challenge for them.
That's right.
And no doubt that the justice and the virtue and these are the things, the freedom, these are
yes.
things that are personally, they are intrinsically attracted for all humans.
That's
so
right.
No doubt that the message of Imam was a message for whole humanity.
That's all right. Thank you very much. As Brother Sajjad Haidar said, the message of the late Imam Khomeini was the message for the whole humanity. He addressed the whole humanity, regardless of the color, of the race, of the language, of the ethnicity, or even denominational religion, you know. And this is important about the character of the late Imam Khomeini. May Allah bless his soul and may he rest in peace, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Sajjad Haidar. For your presence in the program Viewpoints, and thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من